Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back to the big show, everyone. Mary and I appreciate having you aboard with us today. And for the next 10 minutes of our show, well, it's time for the Chief Travel Leader conversation. The cruise sector of travel is going to be our focus for this B block, which is being made possible by our show sponsor, Preferred Hotels and Resorts.
And we all know travel comes in many different forms, so whenever you're on the move, whether it's leisure or business travel, we encourage you to experience the more than 700 preferred hotels and resorts properties in 80 countries around the world.
From top luxury resorts to big city hotels to longer stay residence properties or just something different, Preferred Hotels and Resorts, they've got you covered. We also have you covered as a listener of this show. Go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the I Prefer banner right there at the top of the homepage. You're going to get exclusive elite status as a listener of our show in the loyalty program. It's all for free, and you can make your travels more rewarding.
All right, now we're headed to that show hotline for the first time today is Kelly Craighead, CEO of the Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, is holding for us, and there is certainly a lot to discuss regarding the cruise sector of travel, so let's get right to her.
Kelly, it's nice to reconnect with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, thank you so much. I love being back. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, you are welcome on the show anytime, so I want to get out of the box fast with you today. You know, there's a lot of good things happening again in the cruise sector of travel. The national media has unfortunately done a good job highlighting the negatives. We're not going to do that. But, right now you are talking to the largest group of travelers in the country. The show is heard on over 480 weekly radio stations. So I want you to share with the nation a little bit about the rebound in cruise that's underway, and what are some things you think our million or so listeners can do to help?
Oh, thank you so much for that opportunity. You know, the cruise industry is so lucky because people who have cruised love to cruise. And I think they experience firsthand just how extraordinary the cruise operations leadership has been in terms of leading the way in health and safety protocols in a way that still leads to an extraordinary holiday experience. So we've been fortunate since we've been able to restart operations from U.S. ports earlier this summer to really be on track to have 100% of the fleet back into operation by the spring. That's what we predicted at the end of last year, and it really is a testament to the number of cruisers who have booked multiple cruises and have already cruised to this point and have really enjoyed their experience while they were on board. So we are grateful to be back at work to be able to provide this opportunity. There's been so many new ships launched. There's just been so much pent-up demand to be able to get out on the water that we're really pleased to be in a place to be able to offer it.
So, Kelly, I wanted to ask you about the CDC, but you're bringing up something that I think I'm just going to go in this direction and just continue this part of the conversation first. All things cruise continuously light up our show email inbox, and it doesn't surprise us, and you're highlighting it right now. And I do think that regular cruisers may be one of the most passionate types of travelers out there. From various people that we've been talking to on the show and what we're seeing within the industry, enticing longtime loyal cruisers back to the ships is proving to be easier, which is what you indicated is helping you guys get back going again. Wooing first-time cruisers who are more reluctant to cruise because of what they're seeing in the news and all of this about warnings and all of that. You know, there's concerns about the virus, quarantining. I think the FCCs have also helped, as you indicated, with repeat travelers. What would you say to first-time cruisers who are listening today to address the hesitancies?
You know, and I get this all the time from my friends and family who had been curious about cruise, but then do have their head turned by some of the shocking headlines. And I'm always fast to remind people that you can't always read just the headlines, because if you read below it and you understand the vast majority of the ships that are sailing right now are sailing with people who are vaccinated, everyone from passengers to crew are tested. It really should give people a high degree of confidence that their leisure experience is going to be among the safest that you can find anywhere. And that really has proved out in the numbers. You know, even through some of these bad spikes as a result of Delta and Omicron, it's really hard for me to say that. You know, the fact that people are vaccinated, the fact that there is this testing, the cruise ships know early kind of the instances when these cases occur are either asymptomatic. I mean, there are a number of cases where 99% of the people who actually were positive with COVID were asymptomatic. You only know because we tested. And because there are these extraordinary measures in place to not only identify somebody who might be positive, but to actually manage what that means and the experience that they would have to make sure that there's never an outbreak again on a ship really sets us apart from so many other settings.
Well,
so
and I think that message,
yeah.
I was going to say, I think that message is so important to get out there because, again, you got to read beyond the headlines, as you said.
That's right. You have to read beyond the headlines. And, you know, what I impress upon people is people do want to get out and travel. There is a pent-up demand, and cruising really is the best way to see the world. And to cruise at a time during the pandemic, to have an industry that is small and nimble, who have made these extraordinary investments to not only upgrade what were already state-of-the-art medical facilities, ventilation systems, and kind of things that require capital improvement is one thing. But then they actually, I mean, we love our travel and tourism partners in all the segments. And so this is really nothing against them. But if you do see the efficacy of being vaccinated and what that means, it really does mean that there are very few, if any, people going to the hospital. The ability to really have the comfort of knowing that you're in a setting that's going to provide you some of the highest mitigation measures should actually entice you to continue to want to cruise. And if you get on one of these ships, whether it's a big ship or a small ship or a luxury ship or a ship that offers great value economically, your experience is extraordinary. And it's just the added bonus that there are so many of these measures that have been put in place to really keep the health and the welfare of everybody on the ship and all the places that they're visiting healthy and safe. Should be pretty compelling.
Well, let's talk about
agree,
a little bit
Kelly.
That part of it.
I want to talk about, you know,
with
so there's a host of new ships, as you just mentioned, that are coming, and I think that gets people excited out there. But, you know, this week we learned that the new Queen Anne is going to sail for Cunard. The Disney Wish was just delayed. I know Seabourn Venture, we work generally with the Carnival Corporation brands and so forth, but the Venture has been delayed, I think, from April till June. But we've got MSC, there's the World Europa with them. You know, the Virgin Ladies, I think, are slated for later in the year. A Carnival Celebration, a number of others. Anyway, I want to ask you, do you think all the new capacity at the time that the industry is in right now, is that going to help or could it hold back the cruise industry as operations gain steam because of all that added capacity when there might be some uncertainties?
Right. Well, I think it is the challenge that the industry is going to have to face. You know, there's so much capacity because there was so much demand, and now there's going to be so much capacity at a time that when we say we want to get back to where we were, means that there has to be almost, I think it's 7 million new to cruisers to meet capacity over a period of time. What's exciting about it is the ships are magnificent. Really just these creations of just architectural design, the intuitiveness of the services, and I think the challenge for the cruise companies themselves is to really be able to distinguish themselves in a market where there's so much competition for other types of vacations. But I really do have trust that each of these brands, which are totally unique, because, you know, that's the thing about cruising is there really is something for everybody. There isn't just one ship. There isn't one type of experience. And when you really start to look at what these new ships bring in terms of the contribution to some of the discussions around environmental sustainability, I mean, these are 22nd century ships that are sailing. So we have a lot of millennials who are attracted to cruise. Mm-hmm. They're very socially conscious. These ships are very consistent with that kind of thinking. And if you're like me, a little bit older, who really wants a great experience on the shore, on the ship, with all of the best that is available and from food and beverage and drink and dance and all the rest of it, I think that you'll see that demand will meet the capacity. But it is something that we'll have to focus on, which is why at the Trade Association, we really focus on the regulatory part of making this an easy choice to make and to really be clear about the kind of experience a cruiser will have when they opt to take a cruise.
Well, you know, we had about 8 or 9 things we wanted to talk about.
We got
to none of them. And unfortunately, 9 minutes has just blown by today, Kelly. So we will.
Kelly, that's all right. We're going to invite you back sooner.
We'll have to have you back exactly, you know, to get into a whole host of things. We want to get into kind of the business side of as well of things. But I really appreciate you checking in today with us for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And we appreciate all the work you're doing on behalf of cruising.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes Kelly. We had so many other things we wanted to get
we
to.
Did,
with her.
We will definitely have her back. You know what? She gives a lot of meat on the bones there, some great information.
Yes, as always. So, all right, folks, listen, we're going to take a quick sponsors break. It's a good time to check out rmworldtravel.com and vote in those latest travel polls. And while you're there, if you have your own travel question or comment about cruising, just click on the Contact Us tab and send us your thoughts. Still ahead this hour is the Open Road with RJ. We've got the Destination Spotlight on Columbia, South Carolina. There's the entire second hour still to come, but Bobby's been able to connect with Rudy, so we're going to patch him in next for the C Block. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.